It is 23 hours, 30, Universal Time. And here is the news in special English. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have ended a day of direct peace talks in Egypt. The two leaders held an extra unplanned meeting with American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton Tuesday. But there are no reports of any new progress in issues that divide the two sides. Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Abbas are to meet Wednesday in Jerusalem. American diplomat George Mitchell said the talks are generally moving in the right direction. However, he did not say if there had been any progress on the issue of Jewish settlements. The Obama administration believes Israel should extend a 10-month partial ban on building in the settlements. The ban is to end September 26th. An American woman freed by Iran has been reunited with her mother. Officials say Sarah Shord met her mother at the airport in Oman Tuesday. The reunion took place just hours after Ms. Shord was freed from Evin prison in Tehran. She was detained in Iran for more than a year. Ms. Shord left behind two male friends, Shane Bauer and Josh Fatal, who remain in detention. Officials arrested the three after they walked into Iran from northern Iraq. Iran accuses them of spying and entering the country illegally. Family members say they crossed the border by accident. President Obama welcomed the news of Sarah Shord's release. Iranian officials say they will extend Shane Bauer and Josh Vital's detention for two more months. The French Senate has voted to ban the public use of Muslim head coverings for women. The vote is the final step in making the ban legal. 246 lawmakers voted to approve the ban. Only one vote opposed the ban. The law has already passed in the National Assembly. Opponents of the bill have 10 days to fight the measure in France's Constitutional Council before French President Nicolas Sarkozy signs the legislation into law. The law will make it illegal for Muslim women to wear a full face covering, which only shows the eyes, in public. France has one of the largest Muslim populations in Western Europe. An estimated 2,000 Muslim women in France wear the face covering veil. NATO says Afghan and coalition forces in Helmand province killed up to 23 militants in three separate operations. A NATO statement said joint forces requested rocket artillery fire to suppress militants after being attacked late Monday. NATO also confirmed that its troops captured a member of the Haqqani militant group in Khost province. The troops also seized weapons. In Wardak province, joint forces killed three militants supervising the manufacture and transport of homemade bombs. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. Two American missile strikes have killed at least 14 militants in Pakistan's northwestern tribal area near the Afghan border. Officials said that at least 10 militants were killed when missiles fired from an unmanned aircraft struck a target in the Shawal area of North Waziristan. Later, missiles struck a vehicle near the town of Miran Shah, killing 4 militants. There have been 11 suspected American missile attacks in northwest Pakistan this month. Thousands of heavily armed police officers guarded towns across Indian-controlled Kashmir Tuesday. The officers had earlier received orders to shoot anyone disobeying a curfew. Police urged people to stay indoors. Police fired at a group of stone-throwing protesters in Baramulla, near the city of Srinagar. At least 6 people were injured. The government in New Delhi said it will discuss the growing tensions in Kashmir with all political parties on Wednesday. The government has suspended all flights to and from Srinagar because of the worsening security situations. At least 88 civilians have died in Kashmir since protests began 3 months ago. Kashmir separatists have fought since 1989 to win independence from India or unite with Muslim-majority Pakistan. Attackers have killed 2 Nigerian officials in separate incidents. Police in the northern city of Kano say attackers with knives killed State Security Service official Garba Bello early Monday. The attackers also killed his wife and 3 of his children. In the second incident, Nigeria's Economic and Financial Crimes Commission says one of its officials was killed Tuesday in Kaduna. Abdullahi Muazu was head of the agency's forensic department. Separately, police in Borno State say they have arrested at least 10 members of Boko Haram. The extremist Muslim group is blamed for a recent series of killings of police officers and local officials. China has again demanded that Japan release a Chinese fishing boat and its captain, whose boat crashed into 2 Japanese guard ships. A Chinese ministry spokeswoman says it is important that Japan release the captain immediately and safely. Japanese officials have said government lawyers are deciding whether to charge the captain with a crime. The boat incident took place last week in the East China Sea, near a group of islands that both countries claim. Japan also detained the boat's 14 crew members, but freed them on Monday. Earlier Tuesday, China postponed a lawmaker's visit to Tokyo. Li Jianguo had planned to visit Japan for 5 days starting Wednesday. And now briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. In special English. Israel's Prime Minister and the Palestinian President have ended a day of direct peace talks in Egypt. The French Senate has voted to ban the public use of Muslim face coverings for women. And 2 American missile strikes have killed at least 14 militants in Pakistan's northwestern tribal area near the Afghan border. And that's the news in VOA Special English from Washington.